I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What's your favourite Rod Stewart song, Connor?
Mate, I don't know a Rod Stewart song.
Oh, come on.
You?
Maggie May.
Maggie May's the greatest song.
Yeah.
Wake up, Maggie, I think I got something to say.
Say
to you.
Right, so, yeah, banger. There's a remix of that one. House Jack, it's sick.
Oh, jeez.
Why can't people just let things lie? This is, I mean, it's a fact. It's just an interesting story.
That's it. That's the best song. That is a fact.
Yeah, is that
great.
A fact?
Into the ad break.
Yeah, First Cut is the Deepest is quite good. Yeah. Elton John once had
first
a blimp.
First Cut is the Deepest.
There you go.
Yeah.
Baby, I know. Elton John once had Rod Stewart's face shot down over London.
Sorry, what? Say that all again. This sounds incredible.
Elton John once had a blimp of Rod Stewart's face shot down over London. Like, Elton John sounds beautifully madcap back in the day, just like doing whatever he wanted, you know, loads of money, probably on quite a lot of drugs, but just like did anything with his money. If I've got loads of money, I want to balance it quite nicely between trying to save the world and also doing absolutely mental shit as much as I can. Anyway, Elton John woke up one day in London where he was staying, opened the window, saw Rod Stewart's face on a blimp over Earl's Court where he was due to play a show. So he went and got his manager to shoot it down. The blimp fell onto a bus and it was driven all around London. And then Rod Stewart was very, very pissed off and said, "Where's my f***ing balloon gone? Wasn't you, was it your cow, you b-?" Those were his actual words. Now, it's not a fact. It's just an interesting story. And I like showbiz stories about people with loads of money.
I really enjoy that they didn't go, maybe let's see if we can get that taken down somehow. They went, no, shoot it.
Well, this is the thing. Like, imagine that happening today. Imagine,
but there's so many people below. Shoot it.
Imagine, like, yeah, like, imagine that happening today. I don't know. Bieber shoots down a blimp of BTS in the middle of London. Like, imagine the absolute outrage and uproar that would cause.
Devastation.
Everything goes... Yeah, everything closed. Love it.
Cancel culture. Like, they would be flying on Twitter, wouldn't they?
Can't see.
Can you imagine
now,
it?
Can you? And also, like, there's stories about people in radio, like when they wanted to advertise their radio station, they would pay for it to be on the side of a bus, and then they'd pay that bus to break down in Piccadilly Circus. Imagine that happening today. It would never happen, and I love that.
Yeah. I love it too, and I love the fact that it involves Elton John. I think if you look back to anything in the world of showbiz, nonsense, crazy stories like that, I would say anything from, I mean, when was Elton John? Was he late 70s?
Kind of 70s through.
Yeah, anything
no, early
from
70s late through, yeah.
Early 70s through to whenever, it's probably got Elton John involved somehow, hasn't it? I can imagine he was a bit of a wild one.
I have two questions.
Sure.
One follows on from the other.
Mm-hmm.
What did he shoot it down with?
Spud gun.
Just a gun.
Okay.
Spud gun.
Second question. Why did he have a gun?
Well, because, I mean, come on.
I mean, yeah, right. Why wouldn't you in central London just carry a gun around that you can shoot a blimp down with?
But this is, I think if you're Elton John, you can find someone that can do that.
Yeah,
but
now,
this
odd.
Is my point. It's not even like they went, well, what's the easiest solution right now? Shoot it down. They still had to go and get a gun to shoot it down.
The funniest things bother Mark, don't they?
So it's not like they, you know, at that point, the amount of effort they put into that, they could have just got it moved or taken down somehow.
Apparently Rod got him back as well, because Elton John came back a year later and went to go and see his banner that was promoting his gig, and Rod Stewart cut it down. Big fan of that. Also, the funny
he'd
thing,
actually shot it down.
The funny thing is, if you look at pictures of Elton John before he became like mega, mega famous, you like if you went to school with that kid, you'd be like, there's no way he's making it. Look at this bald kid.
Yeah. There's no way he's getting to the top. Yeah, I've seen the old photos as well. I'm on board with that. I like this fact. This is fun. I have an image in my head of the era that this happened and it taking place, and I'm enjoying every minute of it right now.
That's what I'm saying. You could just get away with anything. There's hope for all of us.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Marc Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Marc.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
it. Coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.